Option Day, 25th November 2018, Sunday. Today's blessing is, may you be a destroyer of attachment, Nashto Moha, and an embodiment of remembrance, Smriti Swarup, who puts a full stop in a second with the power to pack up. At the end, the question in the final paper will be, put a full stop in a second. Let nothing else be remembered, but just the father and me and no third thing. In a second, you belong to the father, my Baba, and none else. It takes time to think it, but you have to become stable in that stage and not fluctuate at all. Let there be no question of why, what, for only then you will become a destroyer of attachment and an embodiment of remembrance. So practice coming into expansion when you want and packing up everything when you want. Let your break be powerful. Let your break be powerful. What is the most important function of brakes? Why we have brakes in vehicle? Brake. Often they give three reasons. To stop, to reduce the speed, to avoid collision. But there is one more function of brake. Probably we have not thought of it as much as we should have. What is that? Why brakes are needed in vehicle? To stop, to reduce the speed, and to avoid head-on collision with any other vehicle, to avoid accident. But there is one more use of brake. What is that? Why we need brake in vehicle? For example, car or bike. Except these three reasons. To go fast. Brakes help us to increase the speed. Because we can increase the speed, we can race fast only when we have very strong brake system. So, one of the usage of brake is to run fast, to go fast, to increase the speed. So, Baba is saying, at the end, the question in the final paper will be put a full stop in a second. Let nothing else be remembered but just the father and me and no third thing. In a second, you belong to the father, my father and none else. It takes time to think it, but you have to become stable in that stage and not fluctuate at all. It takes time even to describe this, even to read this, but to get situated is just 1 second. Let there be no question of why and what. If there are questions of why and what will happen? Arvind Bhai, from today's Avyakta Murli, Australia group. If there are questions of why and what will happen? Yes, the gate of Maya will open. Baba has given one analogy. If you don't understand anything, what will happen? There would be questions of why and what. And when there are questions of why and what, the gate of Maya would open. This is the link. When you don't understand anything, there would be why and what, and the gates of Maya would open. So what you have to do is try to understand things. Try to understand things. Try to understand vices. Try to understand emotions. Try to understand feelings. Try to understand why things are happening the way they are happening. Try to understand everything that is around you. Try to understand everything. We are talking about breaks. Brakes help us to stop, to decrease speed, to avoid collision, and most importantly, they allow us to go fast. So all those people who say something to us, who create obstacle in our path, are in fact brakes. They help us go fast in our inner progress. So these are the three things Baba has said in today's Avyakta Murli while talking with Australia group. If you don't understand anything, there would be questions of why and what. And when there are questions of why and what, the gates of Maya would open. So the basic thing is try to understand things. Why things are what they are. Try to look at things from different perspectives. As per the drama, what is this thing? As per Gyan, my knowledge, how much I understand, what is the factual data I have available with me, what do I understand things are. We had conducted here one activity, six thinking hats, if you remember. The white hat was information. The green hat was something creative. The red hat was emotions. The yellow hat was benefits. The black hat was negative points. And blue was action. So that was the six thinking hats. So apply this six thinking hats to any situation. We have done about 3-4 activities here in groups. So try to understand situations, because how the Maya is starting. When you don't understand things, then the questions of why and what arises. And when there are why and what, then the gates of Maya opens. And that's why you should have double lock. What is that double lock? Remembrance and service. Keep yourself busy in service or in remembrance. So when you have this double lock, Maya would not be able to enter. And when you are busy in this, even this, not understanding things will not happen. So this is a beautiful thing Baba has said in whilst talking with that Australia group. Baba said, this, they are very much dear to Father, and they are also very much dear to the Maya. Australians. Baba loves them, but Maya also loves them a lot. So, love of Baba and love of Maya. Australians have got both. That's what Baba said. So, here, in a second, put a full stop. The Father and me and no other thing. Let there be no questions of why and what. And then you will become destroyer of attachment, and then you will become embodiment of remembrance. So practice coming into expansion when you want, and packing up everything when you want. So point and expansion. From point come into expansion, and from expansion go to point. This journey should be very smooth, and you should have this new habit of knowledge. Of coming into expansion and withdrawing. Knowledge, you have one point, expand it and convert it into a big essay. Worldly expansion, reduce it and get stabilized in one point stage. So this is the power to withdraw, pack up here. And this is the power to expand. Even this power should be there with us to expand things. You have got one point of knowledge. You expand it. That will increase the power of churning, that will develop the power of thinking, reflecting, meditating, contemplating on things, understanding things as they are. Because this power to expand helps us to understand situations. Because when you don't understand situation, then why what arises, and then Maya, gates of Maya open. So even this power to expand is necessary. Trying to expand things, and for that begin with expanding knowledge. Take one point of knowledge, expand it, blow it, and see it, and think over it, and try to link it with some Murlis, and try to revise it, and try to understand every depth of it. Try to understand the meaning and connotation of it. So, this is about what and why. What and why. So again, Baba said, at the end, the question in the final paper will be, put a full stop in a second. Put a full stop in a second. This habit has to be created. And if you want a habit to be created, one has to repeat that thing multiple times. Continuous repetition should be there for any habit to form. Once it is formed, deeply entrenched in the subconscious mind, then you don't have to make any effort. But till that time, continuous effort should be there. Till the time the habit is deeply gone in the subconscious mind. So this habit of putting full stop, and that is what we call traffic control. Traffic control is nothing but putting full stop. Stopping all the expansion and getting situated in the point of light. One father and none else. One father and me and no third thing. This is what Baba is saying. So there are two things which are important in knowledge. One is point and another is one. And what is the importance of one? What is the importance of one? It has a value. Okay, if you add one in front of a zero. Baba said in today's Avyakta Murli, understand the value of one. It is easy to remember, understand the value of one. It is easy to learn, it is easy to write. What is easy to write, a point or one? So now, point or one? This point, Baba says, even a blind person can put a point. And you, with third eye, you can't put point. You have got third eye. Even a blind person can put a point. So today's Murli is on account of one. So there are 16 types of one. 16 types of one in today's Murli. What are they? First, one strength and one support. Ek bal, ek bharosa. One strength and one support. This is such a deep thing. It's really Baba my only support. Or I have kept other supports in reserve. Other people as my support. Can people really become support? Can really they back me at the time of distress? Can they become my somebody who stand by me during the time of distress. Is it so? One's own experience will tell that not really. It appears on the surface that people do support, but the supreme support is of the supreme. So it is the one support and one strength. I have only one strength and I have only one support. So practice this. That is the first account of one. One support and one father. Ek bal, ek bharosa. So Baba is saying practice this in 1 second. The value of second is very much. Get situated in this point. In Hindi they say, there is one saying, Lamho ne khata ki, sadiyo ne saza pai. It is the seconds who committed mistakes. And the ages, they got the punishments. So the first is one strength and one father. Second is one opinion, ek mat. One opinion is ek mat. Am I really following the opinion of one father? Or I get influenced by many other opinions? Definitely we have opinions flocking around us, or we have so many opinions we culled from books, but then there should always be comparison. What is Baba saying and what all these opinions are? Try to understand both and then try to follow one. So the second account of one is one opinion, only one opinion. He is the way. I am the way, the truth and life. Bible says, I am the way, the truth and life. Follow me. I am the way. The way. It's not your way and my way. I think it is like that. You think it is like that. It is my opinion. It is your opinion. It is not my opinion. It is not your opinion. It is the opinion. It is the opinion. There is authority in this word. Yesterday, Sakar Murli Baba said, I do not come because anybody tells me. I come on my own authority. I come on my own authority. There is nobody who is ordering me to come. I am the master. Yeah, but yesterday's words were very different. He said, nobody orders me. Even your invitation is of no importance to me. I come on my own authority. So the second is one opinion. Try to follow his opinion. Try to understand his opinion in each and every circumstance of life. That's why he said, when you don't understand things, then why, what? And then Maya gets open. This trilogy happens. Not understanding things, why, what? And gates of Maya open. That's why double lock. So the second is one opinion. The third is ekras. One stable and constant stage. Now it's a homework for all of you. What are the things to be ekras in Brahmin life? Write down throughout the day what all the things which needs to be ekras. Stage, food. The list is very big. What are the different things which should be ekras in Brahmin life? Ekras means, ekras has got two meanings. One positive, one negative. The positive meaning of ekras means stable. The second meaning of ekras means you have got totally uninterested in things. Same thing is repeating, same monotonous thing, ekras. That's another meaning of ekras. Ub. You get frustrated with things. That is the second meaning of ekras. But Baba doesn't use that. Ekras means stable stage, constant stage. So these are the three types of account of one. The fourth. Keep on singing praise of the one. Keep on glorifying one. Keep on eulogizing one. stavan. In Hindi, they call stavan. Stavan is keep on praising one, keep on, just as we saw yesterday, the three habits, bar bar, means again and again, keep on invoking him, again and again, keep on going, thanking him, again and again, keep on going to him, whether it's room or otherwise. So again and again, again and again, again and again, keep on praising him. Praise be to the Lord. The entire Bible is written with that. Praise be unto the Lord. Praise be unto the Lord. Because it's He who gives us everything. Thank to Him. Thankfulness to Him. This attitude of gratitude for the one Father who has provided everything to everyone. So, keep on singing glory of the One. So that is fourth. Fifth. Have all relationships with one Father. Have all relationships with one Father. Try to experience Him in all relationships. Whichever relationships pulls me, let me forge that same relationship with Him so that the intellect doesn't wander here and there. So it is the forging all relationships with one Father. Fifth. Then sixth. This 6th and 14th are near about similar. 6th means keep yourself in His company. There is one more which says in His companion, make Him is your companion. Here it is, stay all the time in His company. So when you stay in His supreme company, the feeling of loneliness will never, never barge in. Stay in His supreme company. So these are the 6 account of one. And then 7th. He is my world, sansar. He is my world. Baba is my only world. And then 8th. In this world, all the attainments are mine. Experience of all the attainments in this world. And then, the moment you open eyes, He is in front of you. Before these three more are there, we have left us. Go to that. In this Brahmin family, there is only one laksh, one aim. In this Brahmin family, only one. It's a half statement. It's not just, its focus is not on the parivar. It's on the laksh. So in this Brahmin family, only one aim in the family. So the 7th is, in this Brahmin family, one laksh. 8th, in this Brahmin family, one lakshan. Only one qualification of all. All have got one qualification. And then here it is, companion. You stay only in company of one. Yeah, okay, forget. So there are two things. One is elevated and very pure feelings for everyone. 6th and 7th, elevated and pure feelings. With this you make others fly. So these are the 4 things. So these are first 3 and then 3 and then 4. And now 3 are these. Baba is my world. And then 2nd. All the attainments. Experience of all the attainments. And the next is, the moment you open the eyes, He is in front of you. And last 3. What are the last 3? 14, 15, and 16. He is my companion. I do all things in His company, or other was companion. It's like that. One is company, another is companion. So I do all the things in His company. Or He is my companion everywhere. Sathi. Okay. The next is, what is the account of one? Next. Throughout the day, you have spent your time with Him. At night, go in His love of lap and sleep. So that's the end of the day. And the last is, एक में अनेक इन दिस ब्रह्मिन फैमिली वाइल्स कॉन्टैक्ट कमिंग इन कॉन्टैक्ट विथ सो मेनी सोल्स वाइल्स कमिंग इन कॉन्टैक्ट विथ इन दिस फैमिली द सेकेंड मुरली इज बम्बार्डमेंट लॉट ऑफ क्वेश्चन को वन क्वेश्चन आफ्टर अनदर को You just fired questions after questions, questions after questions. Do you have this? Do you have this? Do you have this? Do you have this? If you don't have, then the answer is this cave, this introversion bhatti. So this is in short about today's murli. Om Shanti.